Automobile.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles. Good morning. I'm Steve Chiatakis. Compared to the hundreds of billions of dollars in bailout money doled out earlier in the fallout from the financial crisis, this is small potatoes. But Congress is trying to put the finishing touches on $15 billion in loans to help keep the U.S. auto industry afloat. And lawmakers and the White House want the money to be focused and overseen, as in cars are, as in no more corporate jets, as if to say, you better make this work. The plan's not done yet, still need some Republicans on board. Michigan Senator Carl Levin says it's an uphill climb. A vote could come tomorrow. GM and Ford stocks rose yesterday, but GM shares are down in pre-market trading. Not much consensus on the market so far today. In Asia, the Nikkei was up, despite Japan acknowledging its recession is deeper than previously thought. Hong Kong's market closed lower by 2%. In Europe, markets are mostly up. The Dow rallied yesterday to close just under 9,000, 8,934. NASDAQ and S&P 500 had gains as well. The world's airlines face another bleak year. That's the word today from an international industry group. The only region expected to make a profit is the United States, from the European desk in London. Stephen Beard reports.
The International Air Transport Association says that as a whole, the industry will do better in 2009 than it did this year. No cause to crack open the champagne, however. Airlines are expected to lose $2.5 billion rather than the $5 billion they lost this year. The improvement is mostly due to the sharp fall in oil prices. U.S. carriers will likely do better than most, but not much cause for celebration there either, says Kieran Daly of Air Transport Intelligence.
You're really not saying much more than there's a fighting chance of roughly breaking even as an industry. You know, these are still very grim times for the airlines, and it's not clear that everybody is safe yet.
Today's report says American carriers will make a total of no more than $300 million profit next year. That's having laid off thousands of workers, grounding scores of older aircraft, and scrapping many unprofitable routes. In London, this is Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
Congressional Democrats are holding an economic forum today. One of them is Paul Volcker, who will serve as a special economic advisor to President-elect Obama. But some aren't so happy about it, and here's Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer.
Paul Volcker tamed inflation in the 80s when he headed the Fed. It was no pain, no gain. He ramped up interest rates. That triggered a recession, but vanquished double-digit inflation. Paul Casbriel is chief economist for Northern Trust. He says Volcker will recommend more tough love for today's financial system.
He's going to be in favor of reining in a lot of the trading and speculative activities.
Casriel says Volcker will also try to get consumers to live within their means. But Princeton economist Peter Kennan disagrees. He says there's a contradiction between Volcker's well-known frugality and what's needed today.
This is the time to encourage people to spend and prevent the economy from sliding further down into a recession.
Of course, all that spending could rekindle inflation. But Volcker knows what to do if that happens. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Thrivent Financial for Lutherans, a not-for-profit financial service provider helping nearly 3 million members and their communities thrive. More at thrivent.com. And by the Medtronic Foundation, supporting the health of people and communities through grant-making, employee giving, and volunteerism. The Medtronic Foundation, on the web at medtronic.com. The Marketplace Entrepreneurship Desk is supported by the Kauffman Foundation of Kansas City, the foundation of entrepreneurship. Online at kauffman.org.
India's financial capital, Mumbai, has usually been quick to bounce back from disaster, riots, monsoons, past terrorist attacks. But the most recent attack is testing its reputation for resilience. Raymond Thibodeau reports.
This is the Bombay Stock Exchange, or as close as the public's going to get to it. Security's been beefed up since last month's attack. The three-day siege of Mumbai targeted the symbols of India's prosperity, just as the nation's economy was slowing down. India's markets already are down more than 30% this year, thanks mainly to the global credit crunch.
The timing of the attack was, you know, really unfortunate for India.
That's Gaurav Dua, a senior researcher at Sharecon, one of the trading companies at the exchange. He says the recent terror attack has created even more uncertainty.
The uncertainty is not good for the business. That will have an impact on growth in India, but I think this will be a distinct short-term phenomenon.
After all, India has suffered 8 terror attacks since May. The first to feel the pinch has been the tourism industry, which employs about 40 million people. Hotels across the country are seeing a rash of sudden cancellations, worse than ever before. But the bigger picture here, economists say, is that the attacks could scare off more foreign investors and business leaders who help spur India's record growth. A.J. Sani is director of the Center for Conflict Management in New Delhi.
Unless the issue of security is adequately addressed by India, all our ambitions, including our expectations of sustaining 7% and 8% growth rates, will be jeopardized by increasing violence and terrorism.
India's commerce minister is trying to calm those fears, saying terrorism can strike anywhere. But foreign investors already have withdrawn about $14 billion from India this year. One big reason? Since 2004, more people have been killed by terror attacks here than in any other country except Iraq. That, A.J. Sani says, can't be good for India's bottom line. In Mumbai, I'm Raymond Thibodeau for Marketplace.
Finally, for 20 years, Citigroup Center in New York has had a toy train display to rival all others. 30 separate trains chugging past Manhattan's skyline, the mountains of New York, and a drive-in theater showing High Noon. But this year, the little trains could chug their last. The contractor that runs the display says Citigroup has withdrawn its sponsorship for the 2009 season. Bloomberg reports the company will save about $250,000. In Los Angeles, I'm Steve Chiatakis. Thanks for being here. Hope it's a good Tuesday.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.